about.
Listen up. This is it. This is what we've all worked for. We've paid to be here. I want you to know your friends and your family are going to be watching every second. They're going to be with you every moment of this. So let's do it for them. Let's do it for each other.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir. Free ponies for all Americans, one of the overlooked issues in America today. My free pony platform is, of course, a jobs creation program. It will create lots and lots of jobs once we switch over to a pony-based economy.
And now,
I think it's cool and not cool at the same time.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, and it's the 5th of August.
I'm not sure that candidate Vermin Supreme, who sadly I don't think is running this time around, I'm not sure he's completely thought out the impact of a free pony for every American. I think there'd be a lot of trouble associated with that. A lot of people live in apartments, for instance.
But yeah, tough on them. All right, glass half empty.
Well,
right?
I'm just saying, as great as it seems in theory, actually carrying that out, I don't know that we have enough veterinarians in America to take care of that many ponies, for instance.
Not with that attitude. No,
well,
we don't.
Just saying, we got trouble.
All right.
But where's the Vermin Supreme for this campaign? You know, I've been keeping
his
an
name
eye.
Is Donald Trump.
Yeah. I've been keeping an eye on the fringe candidates because, you know, there are hundreds of people who have announced running for president.
Yeah, we love the crazies.
And there are some okay ones, but there's nobody that's captured my imagination the way Mr. Supreme did. And why is that? What's his endorsement? Like, who's he voting for in 2016? I'd like to know. I basically make all my political decisions based on what Vermin Supreme says.
Where is the rent is too damn high guy? Where'd that guy go away?
Where'd that guy go? Another great question.
Where did that guy go away? I don't know why I said that.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's up?
Just thinking about ponies.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Allie wants a pony. I don't think she's sharing your negative view of this.
No, I've wanted a pony since I was basically old enough to say, can I have a pony?
Yeah.
It hasn't wavered.
I am fine with some people getting ponies. I'm not against ponies. I think ponies are great. I just don't think it's realistic for there to be 100 million ponies in America.
Think about the economy, though. All the people going back to school to become veterinarians. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to happen.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how you're going to feed that many ponies. I don't know where all of a sudden that much food's going to come from.
New jobs where they grow food. What's wrong with you?
Food growing jobs, Bean.
Okay. Well, apparently you guys have given this more thought than I have. So I'm just talking out of my ass. All right. Here's the story to get us started before we leap into an all-new Kevin and Bean show. This guy this is not for me. He's hooked on a sport that is called – what is it called? It is – it had a name.
I feel like it would be better at this point if you knew it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it might be called a suspension jump. Does that sound like a thing? A suspension jump?
From a suspension bridge, you mean?
His name is Josh New. His name is Josh Miramont. He is hooked on base jumping, but it's a suspension jump because the hooks that attach the parachute to him go into his back.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's not wearing a pack or straps or anything like that.
Oh.
The hooks go right into his back. He is 28 years old. He recently completed a 380-foot jump from a cliff in Thailand. They use grappling hooks. He said, I've never experienced any piercings before. That was by far the most painful part of the whole experience. Well, think?
Isn't that the most surprising part of that story?
I would think he'd be into it. That's why he'd want to do it.
Work your way up to
it. Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, he was not a crazy piercing guy who decided to take it one step further. He wanted to do the base jumping like this with a suspension jump, and he then had to get the piercings. Jumping with the chute attached directly to his back is called a suspension jump. He is the... You want to guess how many
I hope first
came before him to do this
jump? I hope he's the first.
All right. Allie, what do you think?
4.
He is the 11th person to make this painful leap of faith. He had to have four bolts bored into his upper back, which were then fastened shut, and then the hooks of the parachute are attached to the bolts.
Yeah, this is gross.
Not for you?
No. No.
After the jump, the hooks are removed, leaving Miramont with bleeding incisions on his body. His quote, "I am not a masochist. I just came to enjoy the whole experience. Despite the pain, I was certainly happy when the piercing was complete." He also tells OutsideOnline.com that he is planning to make a similar type of jump from a hot air balloon sometime in the next 6 months.
But he's not a masochist.
What is it that makes a guy want to connect his parachute to his skin?
I mean, it does seem like there are easier ways to do it. Lots of other people managed to use parachutes without getting disfigured.
And it didn't sound like he was into the pain.
No.
So
no other
what
piercings.
Else is there?
So what up, Josh?
What up, Josh? Our new segment.
Okay, Josh.
I'm excited about that. All
right. Well, I want everybody to give that some thought today. And if you can explain why he's doing it, please get in touch.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bisha, shall we?
You have to be it so we don't see it. You have to live it or we won't forgive it. You have to inhabit it or leave it in the cabinet.
Okay, I'm not sure what most of that means. But on the program today, we have a brand new Lightning Strikes. He went out and asked people about Donald Trump. And their answers might surprise you. It might surprise you, just a bit. Rob Schneider will be in studio talking about his gigs at the Irvine Improv. We have a brand new Internet Roundup. We have Adam Carolla on the program today. And we've got your passage to see Fallout Boy when they come to K-Rock. And that's coming up this morning. We will take a break and come back with a Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52.
Hey, in for Ralph Garman with a Showbiz Beat. Here's our friend Allie McKay.
You guys, it's been a troubling few days with all the breakup news.
People, a lot of divorce talk, yeah.
Yeah, people just changing their lives right in front of us like we don't matter at all, our feelings.
Right, what about us?
What about us?
Wait, so you're upset that the people who are getting divorced didn't ask you about how you felt?
They didn't even consider how I would feel.
Okay. I think that's a great point.
Thank
like,
you.
When Gwen and Gavin are in a room, they should go, I know it's tough for us right now, but think of Allie.
Not just me, just everyone.
I think mostly just you, though.
Mostly
yeah.
me, because mm-hmm. this one hurts. Of course, yes, there was Gwen and Gavin. Then yesterday, ex-One Directioner Zayn Malik and Perry Edwards. But that doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Because this happened.
Uh-oh.
Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog have called it quits.
Are together forever.
Have called it quits,
we'll never stop loving one another.
That might be true. But in a joint statement on Facebook, which is where you do it nowadays.
That's true.
They said the decision has been difficult and has followed thoughtful consideration and considerable squabbling. I mean, they were always fighting. Miss Piggy was kind of a
bitch. Well, she was kind of a bitch. Yeah,
right?
She was.
Let's be honest.
High maintenance.
But people are saying this might all be a ploy to drum up some attention for the new show on ABC that's coming in September, The Revival of the Muppets.
Yeah. I was thinking that because why else would you do this?
Well,
because they're puppets.
Whoa.
What do you mean?
Whoa. Whoa.
Right? What?
What are you talking about? We're talking about Miss Piggy and Kermit.
Right.
Yeah. So,
the real Miss Piggy and the real Kermit.
Yeah.
The frog and the pig who love each other and
right,
have been dating.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they fight a little, but they still love each
I'm
other.
I'm saying, but they're puppets. They're Muppets. They're not.
They're Muppets. No. Exactly.
Okay,
they
but
are
they're
Muppets.
They're not people.
No, they're a frog and a pig.
Frog and a pig.
Not
what
even
do you understand about that?
No, they're not
Kevin.
A frog or a pig.
That's exactly what they
are.
I've
Miss
seen
Miss Piggy,
them.
Okay. Kermit the
Frog.
The
frog.
Kermit the Frog here. That's horrible. That's a
no,
horrible
that's great.
Impersonation.
Wait, you're doing Yoda again?
Anywho, here's the thing about their show that's coming out in September. It's going to follow mockumentary style, Miss Piggy and her talk show that she has. And guess who the executive producer is of said talk show?
On the show?
Yeah.
Within a show
yeah.
or in real life?
Within
okay.
the show.
Within
Kermit?
The show.
Kermit the Frog,
oh,
Kevin.
Awkward.
So it's going to be super awkward.
Wow.
What's going to happen? Oh, my God. It's going to be so weird. Right?
That's going to be really tense.
So now I'm thinking maybe it is all for publicity. So I'm still going to believe in love.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. Another reason why I believe in love, something else that was trending quite heavily on Twitter yesterday. Anybody see that Lenny Kravitz video?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw that it existed, but in the tradition of would you click on that, the answer was no.
Oh, I clicked often.
No interest in seeing Mr. Kravitz's little Lenny.
If you want to click on it, he's basically performing in Stockholm. He bends down to do this rock star squat with this guitar, and boom! Out pops little Lenny, and by little Lenny, wow! How's it going, Lenny Kravitz? Yeah. If you want to watch a video, people have slowed it down.
Good.
People have looped it. People have slow-moed it. It's worth a watch just to see. And now there's rumors, did he put a ring on it type of thing? Or is it a piercing? And like I said, I have studied and researched this, and I'm going to need a couple more swings at it.
Okay. All right.
To be able to
Kevin, what prompted you to go down that road?
Comedy. Thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Guy on stage rips his pants.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Right. I was just curious.
Oh, penis.
Mostly that.
Too.
Mostly that. Yeah, and then I started thinking, okay, he's wearing leather pants, obviously commando. It's kind of gross, right? Wouldn't you want some sort of fabric in between the...
Now you're curious about his choice?
A little bit.
Going commando?
You'd be super sweaty and just the friction of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. I don't really wear leather pants.
Bean, when you wear your leather pants, do you wear boxers, briefs? What do you do? Or commando?
I like penis.
All right. Okay. It's asking me, though, Kevin.
Okay.
All right.
I 100% agree. You don't want that leather right up against your junk. You absolutely want some sort of undergarment.
Right? Yeah. So now I'm wondering.
Did he do it on purpose?
Did he do this on purpose? Oh,
maybe pre-rip the jeans
little pre-rip.
All right.
Huh? I'm not saying it was a bad thing. I'm saying do it again wherever your concert is tonight. I'll be watching.
Donkey penis.
Pretty much.
No idea. Really take a gander. You guys, Bachelor in Paradise might be full of it.
What?
I know.
They're looking for love, though.
I know. Remember last season's success story, Lacey and Marcus? They got married during the episode that Petros talked about?
Yeah.
Well, it might be fake. Neither one of them had a marriage license in Mexico or the U.S. It's not legally binding, you guys.
Wait, they're in love, though.
Well, and they were in Mexico for all the right reasons, namely being flown there for free drinks.
So it was a TV wedding only?
Possibly, yeah.
Wow, I really can't believe it anything anymore.
So the Bachelor franchise success ratio is still holding strong, 5 out of 34 relationships. So that's
all right.
Good stuff.
So they parade them out there, they go through the whole wedding thing, not real.
Yeah, not legally binding.
How about that?
I mean, is their love real? Who's to say? Who's to say?
Now we have to doubt everything.
Right? I'm going to have some more things in entertainment that's going to blow your mind today.
All right.
And again, check out that Lenny Kravitz if you want your mind blown. Today's celebrity birthday is on August the 5th. Maureen McCormick is 59. Marsha, you guys. Marsha Brady. Good times. Foo Fighters guitarist Pat Smear is 56. We haven't seen his...
No, we have not.
A little smear. Step up your game, guitarist. That's what I'm saying. Mark Strong is 52, and actor Jonathan Silverman is 49. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
It went well.
Really?
I'm happy with how it ended.
Really?
Yep.
Again?
Yep.
Again with the hanging up? Again?
There was nothing left.
How many times?
There was
that's
nothing
not the
left.
Point. There... That's not the point.
And that's not for you to decide.
It is for me to decide, and that is the point.
All right, here's what happened. While you were listening to The Killers, Kevin turned out to be the killer of conversation because, once again, he hung up on a guest who was, granted, we were at the end of the conversation.
Right,
the guest was in the process of saying goodbye.
But he already said goodbye. He did. He said goodbye. Then I said goodbye.
Do we have the tape? Can we go back to the Joel Edgerton tape?
Yeah, give us a second. We have
Chip
has like 17 others ready
well,
to go.
because it's like you have a long history of hanging up on our guests, and as we always ask every time we have this conversation is, what's your rush and what's the downside of letting them finish?
My rush is, hey, all right, good to talk to you. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling. All right, have a good day.
You too.
All right. We'll see you later. Okay. But it,
and it goes on for like an hour.
It rarely goes to that extent, Kevin. The guy was basically just saying so long. All right, here's Joel Edgerton.
And it's always fun to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate you calling.
Oh, man, thank you very much. I look forward to you to see the film because I think it's outdone Felony. I really do.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, man. Have a great one.
Summertime. All right, so... So I said, he said goodbye. I said, thanks. And he said, thanks.
Have a great day. Allie, look me up on Facebook.
That's what he was going to say?
Yes.
How do we know that?
Because he had just talked about being on Facebook. Maybe he was going to say that.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
It was a little quick.
The point is, we don't know what he was going to say. And the further point
he was
going to
say, have a great day. Bean. That's what he was going to say because he was done.
Allie, call me. You don't know.
Right?
But the important thing is, what? Think about how many times do we have to say this? Think about what it's like for the person on the other end of the phone when they're still talking and they hear...
Well, I mean, that has happened at times, and it's not on purpose, but...
It's happened a few times since I got here.
Yeah.
I haven't been here that long, Kevin.
It's an ongoing problem.
Apparently, we've pulled a bunch of clips.
Oh, good. I will enjoy this then.
Now, tell me about Corby Brand.
This is a guy that we talked to. If I remember, he lived in Portland, and he ran a church based on superheroes. He said a lot of things that superheroes do are just good advice to live a healthy life, and he had people coming down and worshiping at his church. We had him on.
And I think it ended well.
Corby Brand is our guest. You can find him at Church of Superheroes at Facebook. Thanks for the time, Corby. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great what, Kevin?
Time? Day?
See, you don't know.
You don't know. But I'm saying either word, one or the others.
Or none.
He said, thanks, guys. That's also a goodbye, right?
Not if you have more words following it.
A half a second, Kevin. That's all we're asking is a half a second. Do you think somehow all these people that you hang up on the course of your entire career, at the end of it, you can look back and go, but look at the 10 seconds I saved.
I saved some,
you put it all together.
I saved some time on that.
All right, who's next?
Megan Fox.
Oh, Megan Fox. How do you hang up on Megan Fox? Thanks, Megan. Have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you, bye.
Thanks.
She said thank you. See, they can't hear that the phone disconnects, right? Because they're talking. So she says thank you, and she feels like it just went fine.
So you're doing them a favor.
She's super happy about it.
You can tell when you're on the phone if somebody's hung up on you, Kevin. And by the way, let me just say this in particular about Megan Fox. If you're lucky enough to have a job where you have Megan Fox on the phone,
right?
Why are you in a hurry to end that?
Playing hard to get. I don't know, I just made that up.
All right, who's the tiny star that's up next?
The tiny star that's up next is Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney!
I mean, technically he was done as well, but I guess let's listen to it.
I don't know if we'll ever have a chance to do this again, Sir Paul, but thank you so much for the time. It's a real honor to have you on the program today.
That's a really nice interview. So, I hope to see you at the gig.
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for the call.
Let's make it a date.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Oh, that one hurt.
Okay, but he said, see you guys. That's a goodbye.
He had more, Kevin.
You don't know.
I do, because you cut him off during the more.
See you guys, but before I hang up, let me tell you the secret of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band that I've never told anyone is the words that could have been coming out of his mouth.
Right, but what are the chances of that?
We'll never know.
But you'll never know. One day, Paul McCartney's going to be dead, and you're going to think, we could have found out the secret to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band if I'd just not hung up on the man on the phone.
Brooke Shields hurt. I'll give you that. Brooke Shields.
I will say.
Brooke Shields was very painful.
I was driving in my car when I heard this, and I was dying laughing.
Yeah. Because, if I recall correctly, she was telling us that she listens to our show all the time.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
And then I cut her off. This is what the commercial at the end.
Oops.
That's part two of Paul. He was saying goodbye. He was, and I stand by that. All right, here we go.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys.
It's
I listen
to Reno Sound Square's 2-week Black Friday sale going on now.
Okay, that one is actually a little painful because she was being so nice, and you hear the life sucked out of her in her voice. She's like, "Hey, I listen all the time." Okay, great.
Do it again.
That
was painful.
And not... by the way, and this wasn't a case where you're going to argue that she literally was just saying bye.
No, this
like,
one...
that's not the only word that we cut
the
off.
The other there, ones were great, and I stand by them. This was painful.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys.
It's
I live
somewhere in Ohio. Serena's Home Square's 2-week Black Friday sale. Going on now.
Okay, so then we isolated her without the commercial.
Okay.
Just so that you could hear her die a little bit.
Hear how sad she is.
This hurts, too.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I live somewhere in L.A. I listen to you guys.
That's so sad. What's your hurry? Why are you in such a hurry?
Because we said thank you and she said thank you guys. Now, isn't that a normal ending?
Yes. All right. It is. But again, what's the downside? Just follow me on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys. I live somewhere in L.A. I listen to you guys.
Oh, you hear her soul.
Her soul died a little bit right there.
What about Bono, mother effer? What about Bono?
He was done.
Again with the he was done.
He was finished. We didn't need to.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The world's biggest
band. The smallest club they play. Now, but in my defense there, we went into his song.
That doesn't matter. Let him say, see you, Kevin, see you, Bean, and whatever else he was going to say after that.
What do you think he was going to say after that?
We'll never know.
And then there was Joel Edgerton. So that happened as well a couple minutes ago, yeah.
And it's always fun to catch up with you on the Kevin Bean Show. We appreciate you calling.
Oh, man, thank you very much. I look forward to you to see the film because I think it's outdone Selling. I really do.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, man. Have a great
one. Summertime is time for the 2015.
I'm happy with that one. That went well.
Kevin, God damn it.
Brooke Shields is the only one that hurt my soul and her soul and all of our souls. Yeah. So I apologize for that.
Comedian Adam Carolla on the program today and comedian Rob Schneider as well. He'll be here in about 20 minutes or so. Hey, K-Rock's Lightning, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. What's happening, kids?
Hard to believe you went to a car show recently. That's not like you.
I know. That's totally out of the norm for me.
what was the event? Where were you?
Anaheim Stadium. It's Nitto's Auto Enthusiast Day. It's a huge show, and the reason this particular car show is cool is because it's free. It was free to get in. It was free for sponsors, and it was a good day in the sun.
Mm-hmm. And you were there with the K-Rock microphones asking what question this time around for lightning strikes?
You know, there was a good kind of good mix of people. You got the older guys that have hot rods and the young kids that have got their stanced out lowered cars. So I felt like it was a good cross section of SoCal. So I wanted to find out about Donald Trump. And, you know, there's with the debates tomorrow night and everyone's just talking about Trump. You got a lot of guys, Scott Walker and Jeb Bush and Huckabee and all these people going head to head. Really, people only care about seeing the hair, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And I guess the question I had is he good for the Republican Party or is he horrendous for the Republican Party? And most people think he's bad. But he's top of the polls.
Yeah, he is.
He's top of the freaking polls. And I feel like, is it because people just want someone who's being honest because they've had so much – not dishonesty, but they've had a lot of dishonesty.
Right. Yeah. Politicians suck. People hate politicians. So there's a natural tendency to want something else.
Yeah. And Obama seemed real and very different at the time. And now we had to push it even further. And, you know, Trump offers that very different alternate and potentially honest option, I think.
Well,
right?
I'm excited to hear what the kids had to say about it.
Let's do it.
Lightning can be deadly. Don't take chances with lightning. Stay safe.
Everybody say hey!
Lightning is violent and unpredictable.
Everybody say ho!
Even today, nobody fully understands the effect lightning has on its victims.
Everybody scream!
When lightning strikes, people listen.
So I'm curious, what do you think about Donald Trump running for president?
I think it's the best thing that's going to happen to this country.
Really? Why?
Because Hillary sucks.
Do you think he can actually win?
I think he has a possibility. I think a lot of people will flee the country after he wins.
Do you think people would actually leave the U.S.?
More than likely.
What's your opinion on Donald Trump?
I'm not voting for him.
What is it about him that you don't like?
The fact that he just thinks that because he's got money, that money doesn't get you to be president.
His policies and stuff, you know, about, you know, talking about all these immigrants and stuff like that. I'm Asian, so.
Yeah, rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like it's more of a publicity stunt than anything. I don't think he's serious.
Can he make it to the White House?
I think he will. I'm for him 100%.
You are?
I'm 100%.
And you have a mohawk.
Yep. The only reason why I think Donald Trump would be great for this country is literally just because he's a businessman. That's the only reason why. I think everybody else is trying to do all their own to either benefit themselves or they have their own beliefs. Donald Trump knows how to run a business. Obamacare could suck.
Maybe I stood in the wrong spot right here.
Hey,
shut the car, ass much.
My bad.
Donald Trump, can he make it to the White House, though?
I think he should. He's a businessman, he knows money, and that's what we need in this country right now. Okay. Absolutely.
So he's number one in the polls. Do you think that'll go away?
I think so. I mean, there's enough clips online of him doing stupid things that you can mash up that would just ruin his campaign. I mean, he's said some pretty stupid If you put enough of his clips together, he's not getting the White House.
I think Hillary's going to win, actually.
You really do. First female president.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we had the first black president. Why not the first female?
Donald Trump, can he make it to the White House?
Everything he says is right, except his tactics, you know? He's got to come across and appeal to the masses. And I'm sorry, but the masses don't agree with him.
Donald Trump, can he make it to the White House?
My husband says hell yeah.
You're a Donald Trump fan?
Sure.
Don't give me a sure. Give me an honest answer.
I'm not a political kind of guy, but
okay,
Trump is hilarious with the comments that he makes. He's pretty funny, but yeah, I mean, he wants what everybody else wants, but they're afraid to say it, and he just says it because he doesn't care. So I think he's got a pretty good chance. I think it would be kind of funny if he did actually make it in.
And the winner of Best Heavy Duty here at Nitto Tire Auto Enthusiast Day is Lightning Jay. Jay, get on up here. Round of applause if you can hand that over to him.
This will be it. No, it's not live. It's just going to be on the radio.
Okay, sweet. Right on. Congratulations. And,
thank you very much.
You have the best heavy-duty junk.
That's what she said. Donald Trump, number one in the poll right now. Can he make it to the White House?
Well, you know, he's got a strong game plan right now. Just knock everyone out of the polls from wanting to, you know, go for him. And, you know, it's definitely a strong character trait of his. I'm hoping that he goes all the way, you know, to jail, you know.
Can he make it all the way to the White House?
I believe not, because eventually America will see for what he truly stands, and hopefully they pick a better candidate for president.
Now, wait a minute. What he truly stands for, what is that?
I think it stands for just this idea of just being like a tough American all the time, just showing up to get muscle all the time. And nothing.
He stands for being an asshole.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I agree with him 100%. He stands for just being like the typical American that's being power hungry, have no freaking control or anything else. He has somebody that should have some sort of like respect for everybody. I mean, he called on McCain. I mean, what kind of crap is that? McCain, our war hero. And another thing too, I mean, being a Hispanic man, he's insulting freaking the Mexican race. Does that include freaking every Hispanic man? I mean, every Hispanic man is not the same, dude. We're not all drug dealers, and we're all freaking selling, you know, pot or being.
Wait, you're not?
Oh, I mean, I am, but everybody else isn't. So.
Yeah. So.
So why was there 5 minutes where you won an award in the middle of that?
Did you win something?
What
in the
happened
middle?
There? Why?
I won best heavy duty truck.
You're asking you're asking people about Donald Trump. Why do you leave in the half hour where you win the award?
I was talking to a dude at the bottom, and I literally they're like, "And Lightning, come up." I'm like, "What are you talking? Why did I leave it in the piece?"
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I don't know why not. So we learned two
things.
Because
it's not
about
Donald Trump.
It's true. We learned two things, right? So okay. Lightning has a big truck and. All Hispanics are drug dealers?
I'm not positive.
I don't think that was the takeaway.
Oh,
no.
It's not. Oh.
I've made my decision. You're fired.
106.7 K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. That was Zolar X doing Back in Hollywood.
Jimmy World.
And they used to play a lot at the English Disco I used to have on
talking
the
about
Sunset
that again?
Strip. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the English Disco, there's an installation at the actual location of the original English Disco at 7561 Sunset. You can just go down anytime and check it out.
Isn't that how excited Rodney sounds about it?
Before 5 o'clock, between like maybe 1 or between 1 or to 5. It's at 7561 Sunset. And if you go in, it's an art gallery, LTD Los Angeles. Okay. Walk straight through the back and you'll see recreation of the English Disco, which myself and Dennis put together. Uh-huh. And it's the DJ booth and the VIP booth.
Thank
Everything's
you, right.
exact
all
the way
right.
it originally
two
was.
Right. We got
so to check it out.
One to five.
Other stuff
in the day. And there's going to be a big thing right. coming up okay. in October there as well.
All right. Right. We'll have to get the information as we get closer. Thank you, Rodney. Boy, that is a dynamic sell, though. That does.
Born salesman, that guy.
It fills me with the fire, man. I got to get down there and see that installation. Rob Schneider joins us right up at the top of the hour. First, though, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Here's Allie.
You guys, Maxim magazine. You know it. You love it.
Sure.
Hot ladies on the cover. Sure. Well, they are making history. Come September, it will be their first ever solo male cover model.
Boo!
Yay!
There's lots of magazines that already have dudes on the cover.
Well,
agreed.
This is history making. This is big. And who would you think would be the first ever solo male cover model for Maxim magazine?
Somebody who is very popular right now?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. Good guess.
Guess who?
Nope.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
He certainly is, but he has passed, unfortunately, so no.
He's the first male model on Maxim.
Yeah. Jesus.
No.
Lavalangela.
Nope.
Kevin.
All good guesses. All good
Rodney
guesses.
Rodney on the Rock.
Should be.
Is right. it music, movies, TV?
We'll go movies.
Movies, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have a guess.
Go
I have a legitimate, not a joke guess.
I would like to hear it.
Daniel Craig is James Bond.
You are so close.
So close.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not at all, really.
Then why would, why would you say you're so close then?
All right. Because this person was rumored to be the next Bond.
What's up? It's Hulk Hogan.
No.
No, I don't think
no.
so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Manilow.
No.
No, again?
No.
I think we give up.
Think about Bond. Think about
Bond.
Yeah, people wanted him to be the next Bond.
Victor Fuentes.
No. No, not
I'm
Victor
in.
Fuentes.
Oh.
It is Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Oh, right?
Sure. That's right. There was some talk of him doing that.
That's the close, but so not.
What's he promoting now that they would have him on a magazine cover?
Just being hot.
Not a magazine cover, but Maxim magazine.
Maxim yeah. magazine, yeah.
I can tell you this. He's going to be in an oversized peacoat and denim.
Okay.
That's all it says.
All right.
Really?
That is a terrible idea. Look, Idris Elba is fantastic. Put him on the cover of every other magazine.
I say put him on
Except
the cover
Playboy.
Of Maxim, and maybe not in an oversized peacoat. I mean, maybe a tank top.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies,
sure.
picking up what I'm putting down?
Weird.
You guys, has the tide turned against the Kardashians? Have we as Americans finally said enough.
Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't it be great? Well, after you hear these couple stories, you might say, hey, America, thumbs up. Ratings are in for the second episode of Caitlyn Jenner's E-series, I Am Kate, and it appears half the viewers who tuned in for the premiere didn't come back. Nielsen says there were just 1.29 million viewers overall. That is 50% less than the debut. That's a pretty big drop-off.
It is, but I also don't think that tells us whether people are tired of the Kardashians. They may be tired of Caitlyn.
How about this?
They may still have love for Kim.
She still might have the stink of the Kardashians all over him, though, because they...
Not true.
I mean, come on.
How about this? Remember we talked about her book of selfies called Selfish?
Yes.
Huge fanfare. People pre-ordering it months in advance. We actually took calls from listeners that said they wanted to get it. Well, according to Radar.com, how many copies do you think were sold?
It sounded from the reports like millions.
Right?
Yeah.
Bean, do you have any guesses?
57,910,000.
So close! 32,000 copies.
Wow, that's
what?
Low. That is super, super low.
32,000 copies sold, which amounts to 1% of her Instagram following. Now, is that because you've seen all the selfies that she's posted on Instagram?
I don't know. How expensive was the book? That might play a role.
Might play a role.
I don't know.
32,000
that's a shock.
Copies.
That's a big surprise to me. That
is,
really, I mean, I honestly would have guessed a half a million.
Absolutely.
So
that's why I'm
asking. I don't know. That's weird.
The tide turning.
I hope.
Maybe it's time to put Idris Elba on the cover of that book.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, did you guys see Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you brought that up.
Yeah, he was on stage and he ripped his pants. Yeah.
We'll that's your screensaver right now, right?
You have no idea. Absolutely. Some TV news. The Wiz Live is coming to NBC December the 3rd.
And can't wait.
Yeah, I know you can't because it's got Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige. But now the Cowardly Lion has been cast.
This is very exciting news.
Yeah? Says...
Is Weird Al doing it?
Nope.
No, but then what? A big friend of the Kevin and Bean show is doing it, and I'm very excited for him.
David Alan Greer.
Yay!
He will be the Cowardly Lion, and still rumors are percolating that Beyonce is in talks to be Glinda the Good Witch, which, let's be honest, if she is tapped for the show, the ratings will be huge.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. But I'm happy for Dag. He's a really, really good actor. He's done a lot of Broadway before, and he's funny, and I think he's going to be terrific.
Kevin, will you watch The Wiz?
I would guess not.
Don't you want to watch something live, though, just in case something goes horribly wrong?
Yeah, that's always the tease, but then it fails to deliver so many times. It's just
too much goddamn professionalism, man.
That's right.
It's horrible.
If they ran network TV like they run this show, you'd be guaranteed there'd be plenty of scripts to make fun of.
Put me in charge of it.
Put Kevin on the phones that night. We'll be fine.
They'd just be cutting to commercials in the middle of a song. Like, what happened? Didn't we just sing?
I thought you were done. I thought you were done singing.
Oh,
the K-Rock Showbiz Beat is brought.
What?
Allie's not quite done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I kind of am. All these stars born on August the 5th. Actor Mark Strong is turning 52. Look him up. You'll know him. He's amazing. Foo Fighters guitarist Pat Smear, 56. Actress Maureen McCormick, Marsha from the Brady Bunch, 59. I like that you gave her a bell, Bean.
Well, how can you not? She's an all-time crush, right?
Absolutely. Actor Jonathan Silverman is 49 years old. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the show with Speed.
Because of the boycott threats, we are very particular about the San Francisco Giants fans that we allow on the Kevin and Bean show. There's pretty much just Colin Hanks and Rob Schneider, two guys we like so much that we have them on despite their poor choice in baseball teams.
Thank you, Bean. Well, you guys should be happy. You're in first place.
Dodgers are first place currently, yes. Yeah. It's, what, a 3 games, I think, right now? But the Giants...
Two.
Is it two now?
Take it easy.
Have the Giants won 3 World Series in the last, like, 3 and 4?
That last 5 years, but who's counting? Really about that. We're not going to gloat over, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
we're just happy to have a stadium and that's indoors. Well, not indoors, but that's kind of not... it's just not as windy as the old place.
Gotcha.
It was a dump.
Well, Rob Schneider is here. He's in town this weekend at the Irvine Improv, by the way, with lots of shows.
Irvine Improv, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a great club, by the way. It's huge.
It's a great club. Tickets on sale now. Go to improv.com. Rob, do you do a lot of stand-up in Southern California? You travel
Not
mostly.
A lot. I've been doing I like it down there. It's more normal, you know.
What is that in Irvine?
Well, I mean, like, you know, you're less judged than if you're at the Comedy Store on, like, a Tuesday, you know. You know, it's a little weird because there's great comics, but you have to. I like also working the Comedy Store because you got to earn it there. You know, people are just so happy to see you at most places, and there they're not happy to see you. You know,
and that's good.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's
you have to earn it.
They're
not going to suck up to you. You don't get away with anything.
So, Rob, how long have you been doing stand up now?
I started out as a stand up. That's how I. By the time
I know. How long's it been though?
I stopped doing it for 20 years because I got, you know, distracted by making movies and TV and stuff. But
And not having to,
yeah. But then, you know what you don't hear about is, let's go see that movie where those two 49-year-olds fall in love. You know, so there's less, less superhero kind of roles for me these days. So, but I enjoy it. I got back into stand-up and I like it.
Are you not the kind of guy that felt like you should get back up on stage during those 20 years?
Yeah. Why should I did it?
Well, I mean, people enjoy it.
The whole point was to get out.
No, I understand, but I'm saying some people enjoy it so much.
No, I did. I mean, what happened was the weird thing is I did a stand up a few times when after I got on Saturday Night Live or I was doing movies, and it just unless you're doing it all the time, it's like I didn't feel like I want to do those one of those celebrity victory laps. I mean, if you're not a real stand up doing it like 5 shows a week. You know, and some sets in town, then you're not going to be as good. And it's like, for me, I respect the art form too much to just kind of be a whore. And so I started doing it 6 years ago, like almost full time. Except I stopped to do this TV show and a couple of movies, but like I've been doing it solid. And then you get good at it. And then people realize, oh man, he's a real stand up.
It's funny, even the best comedians do 5-6 nights a week.
You
just
have to.
Just trying stuff out, working stuff out.
You have to. Like, Jay Leno said, yeah, you got to do 2.5 minutes a week. You know, I think. And he writing yeah, you got to get up there and then the thing, you know, like swinging a baseball. You know, if you know the team that, you know, they win, you know, straight, the next round they lose because they haven't played in 2 days, you know. So that's the kind of thing I feel.
I want Jay to be doing play-by-play.
Right? Hey, you know, Jay, by the way, is a great stand-up. That guy, he was so nice to me.
Okay, there's a perfect example of a guy who had a gig but did stand-up every weekend.
All the time.
And we were saying, why is he doing this?
I don't know either. But he just loved it. And I swear to God, the thing about his stand-up act is still amazing. I'm not kidding you. Like, when I opened for him, like, in 1985, I literally, like, you know, would drive him, pick him up in my car and drive him to a gig because I was a San Francisco comic. And then... And I would open for him. So like, it was like by then he had this thing like, you know, what's Jay's beef on Letterman? That was like a popular thing back 30 years ago. And every one of his bits, you know, with comedians, they have a bit killer bit and they got one and then and you know, three in their act. Every one of his bits was a killer bit. It was just and he was great advice, you know, for us young comics. And I took it and it helped.
He told you, he's the one that told you got to do a couple of minutes tonight?
He said, all you need is 2 and a half minutes a week. You got to be right there. He said, if you don't have 5 minutes of kills everywhere, you don't have anything. And he's right. He said, all you need is 20 minutes to become a star. Everybody says, how much time you got? He said, I got 2 hours. Who wants to hear 2 hours of comedy? Just get 20 minutes that does that kills and you become a star. And he's right. I never had more than 20 minutes. Me, David Spade, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, we're young guys. We never had more than 20 minutes. That was enough.
Well, now you got to come up with an hour, though.
Yeah, I know. I know, but the thing about, I saw George Carlin, that was really intimidating. Chris Rock, when he became, you know, gigantic, the biggest comic in America, and like I was just like blown away by it. And I said, I don't know how you do it. You just got to get out there and hit it. And
it is pretty tough to put together an hour that people don't get tired. Like, yeah. I went to see Chris Rock at the top of his game, and
ridiculous.
It was maybe the funniest hour ever. But an hour is a long time to keep an audience.
But that's just it. You know, you just got to do enough of stuff and move on. And it's can't make it about you. Like, I was doing some political material, and after a while, I was like, you know, it was funny, but it wasn't as funny. And I said, you know, I'm not there to prove. No one wants to hear what I think about Donald Trump or whatever. Just do the jokes and get off, you know. And then it's just a different way of doing it. If you can come up with some funny stuff, fine. But that's not what – you have to remember, you're there to entertain. That's the big one.
Rob Schneider is here in studio. We're talking about, among other things, his shows at the Irvine Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets available now through improv.com. Go see Rob. He's very funny. Now, you mentioned the TV show, and I'm so fascinated with this because we are all living in a time where the entertainment industry is changing big. And you have been involved in so many TV shows over the years, some that have gone well, some not so well. And now you're doing something completely different at this stage in your career.
Yeah, we just sold it. Real Rob. I had a show on CBS, and we averaged 11 million people. We premiered a 13.5 million.
Wow.
And then we averaged 11 million over 8 shows. It was a mid-season replacement. They didn't pick it up. We said, 11 million is not enough for you. It's enough for me. I'll take it somewhere else.
By the way, 11 million is a lot.
But they said, they thought that, so they replaced me with Robin Williams. God rest his soul. Nicest, greatest comedian ever. And then he didn't get the ratings that we got. So I was like, you know what? We'll just go off on our own and we'll make my, I talked to my wife. I really, John Cleese is my hero. From Monty Python, John Cleese.
Yeah. Okay.
And he wrote that show, the greatest, the Mona Lisa of sitcoms, Fawlty Towers. And I see he wrote it with his wife. And I've been lucky enough to meet him a couple of times. And he just wrote it when it was ready. He wrote all the episodes. And then they shot it. And he really edited. He said the average cut for an edit for a BBC show, half hour, was 250 edits. He had 450 cuts. In other words, he really got it really tight. And an hour of material down to like 27 minutes or whatever that was. Just did 13 and that was it. And to me, those are just genius. He had a physical and emotional breakdown every episode. And I said, let me try something like that. So my wife and I, my wife is a Mexican TV producer, and she was, you know, worked on TV comedies in Mexico. I said, we'll just write it together. And I said, you just be in it. You know, Connie Booth was his wife, and he was in it. So he'll be fine. She was a little nervous about that.
I like that you look at maybe the greatest it's ever done, and you go, let's do that.
Yeah. Well, let's try it.
Look, John Cleese could do it. Rob Schneider could do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you fail, I mean, at least you're trying for something amazing. If you fail and don't hit that, I mean, who can hit that? You know, but you got to aim for something, right?
Sure.
Why not aim for the whole deal? And so we made something, and it was pretty pretty special. We just did one season, and we just sold it. And I'm not allowed to say where because I have a big announcement coming up, but it rhymes with Schmetschmix. So,
Whoa. I have no idea, though. No wow. Idea.
Yeah, but we were going to make a big announcement. But it's great. We're the first American TV production that was sold their series to them. So that's pretty amazing because we're just a little mom-and-pop shop. I'm literally, like, buying songs, negotiating with music and, you know,
You're companies. Doing all of that.
Wow. Yeah, it's been fun, though. And it's a really solid show, and I'm excited about it. It's called Real Rob, and it's going to be available in a couple of months.
On Rob, I know it's considered impolite to talk money and sometimes politics and sometimes religion with people, but I am
but here
stunned.
We go. Why don't you ask me about Jesus?
No, I'm just stunned by how rich you are.
You would think. No.
I mean, no, because, look, anyone who can do what you just described for the TV show and make that thing – that cost a lot of money. There's a reason why most people go to production companies and networks and people like that to pay for their stuff
because they're smarter than me.
Most people can't afford it. I mean, that's crazy.
It's a good amount, but I've done well. And you know, people ask why didn't you do a Kickstarter campaign? I said I already took money from my audience once. I don't feel like double dipping. You know what I mean? That money came from them over the years, from the movies and stuff. I've done 50 movies. I didn't spend all my money. I know. I'm very lucky. I own a vitamin company, Beyond
Health. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told us about that last time.
BeyondHealth.com. And it's you know, not doing that great, but we're going to take it up to a bigger place. And I've done okay. I mean,
so when you
bought some Netflix stock.
when you paid out all of your own money to make this show, then
yes,
when Netflix or whoever comes along and buys it, is it are you now suddenly in the black as a result of that?
We're pretty close. What happens is what I'm learning is like, and this is the weird thing that I've never had any of the they basically get the show for 2016. Okay,
$2,016. That is so cheap.
I think you missed the year.
You're losing a lot of money. You need a better negotiator.
So they get it for this year, for the year plus, and then after that, we sell to ancillary markets. In other words, here's the problem: if you sell it to like Bulgaria or Spain or Portugal, basic TV, cable TV, if it's under 7,500, each actor gets 366. If it's over 7,500, they get 600. If it's over 10,000, then they get 866 plus 17% of the 866. So they basically get $1,000. So if you sell a show for 20 grand an episode, half of that is going to go to the residuals for actors, which is fine, you know. But like, it's just I had no idea how tough it is. And whereas in the United States, if we sell it, it's 3.6% of the whole budget. It's crazy.
Welcome to our new feature, Rob Schneider Does Math on the Air.
Yeah. I know.
So you've learned a lot about how the business works as a result of being the guy with the money.
I mean, I actually had to get on the phone with like Warner, Chapel Hill Music, and like Universal and say, listen, I don't have $30,000 for that song.
Play That Funky Music on my show?
Yeah, exactly. But I got a couple like Miles Davis songs and like Oscar Peterson playing some nice piece that.
You know your audience, man.
Yeah. So anyway, no, but I just wanted to have a couple of nice pieces of music, not crazy. You know, we do some other goofy music, but you have to pay for each of these things. You have to pay, and then you have to. And then it's like they ask a crazy amount. It's like, hey, I'm not Universal. I'm not Fox. I'm just Rob Schneider and my wife.
I mean, you can do it, guy, man. Give me a break.
Now, yeah.
We
did negotiate. They gave me a couple of breaks. Yeah. They were very nice.
So most people go, okay, I can see that you're not the big boy, so.
But they would help out, but it wasn't like, you know, they didn't give it to me for nothing. I still spent like $22,500 for one song, $15,000 for another one.
This is really eye-opening to see how the business works, and I'm sure it is for you, because previously you've had other people handling all these kinds of problems.
Yeah, before. I know. I totally respect producers more than I ever have in my life. I get the problems in network people. And also, like, literally, like, here's the problem. I was shooting out the last week that we were shooting the show, the last cost for the last week, just for, like, the studio space, because we had some dancers and stuff, it was $180,000 for the last week. And for the last like 3 days, and we had dancers and stuff, and there was $250 each for dancers. We had like 15 dancers, and they said, "Well, it's going to cost them $250 to come in for the costumes." I said, "Just get their sizes." So the guy made their sizes, and these are dancers, and when they're moving, their legs get bigger. And I swear to God, they're penises were falling out and ripping out of their costumes. Girls were like, you know, and screaming.
Anyway, now you know how to sell a show, Rob.
The dancers were, you know. So anyway, and I'm operating second camera, and like, did I just see that? Did that guy just his willy just come out of his pants? And so, but then what happened? Then like literally, like there were some extras that were great, but the girls were great. We had like, you know, I don't know, 60, 70 of these girls in the audience. It's a strip club. Is the last scene, last episode, and a male strip club that my wife runs in the show. Anyway, so what happens, we use smoke for the dancers.
Oh, okay.
One of the extras knew that if they say that they're smoking the scene, they get an extra $35 each.
What?
So I had to pay everybody another 35. I got 120 people. I had to pay another $35. I said, what the heck is that? So
you paid the cost to be the boss, man.
Yeah,
you're the man now.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it. My wife and I would get work together, and then you know, my wife is actually our line producer just is having a baby in Mexico. She went back to Mexico to have a baby, and so my wife's doing the accounting and the line producing now. So we're up till 2 o'clock in the morning figuring out bills.
Good times.
But wow. It was fun.
Now you know what it's like to be a superstar, kids.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider is here, Irvine Improv, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Tickets at improv.com. More with our guests in a moment on K-Rock.
Yeah.
Legendary comedian and actor Rob Schneider in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. See, you've been around so long now, Rob. We
God
can call you legendary. And
God
it actually kind of fits a little bit. Irvine Improv this weekend. Go to improv.com to buy the tickets. You were in the news last week, Rob.
Yeah, for not a good reason.
No. And we felt terrible about it. I don't know how much you're allowed to say with an ongoing investigation, but dude,
I have police at my house.
You were in Montreal at the time working.
Yeah.
And back
home.
That's
the thing, because you know, you can find out when I'm out of town.
but don't you tell people that you have bodyguards and Doberman pinchers staying in your house?
Well,
okay, good.
I do now. I got two of them over there right now.
So what's the status of that?
I got robbed last week, and it was in the news and everything. But
tell us about the baseball card.
Well, you know, I was making crazy fun amounts of money, you know, when I was, you know, making movies and stuff. And I said, well, I'll just buy some stuff. And so I bought, like, an old car. And I got, like, an old Porsche, and then I said, let's just, well, I know, my favorite baseball player, one of the things I'm most proud about was, like, I got, like, Willie Mays' phone number, you know, on my phone. I've got to meet him. He's a great guy, like, my favorite baseball player. That's the thing. When you get to be famous, you feel, you know.
You have to meet him.
Yeah. I get to, like, see him when I go up to San Francisco. And that was the best thing that came out of this, because what happened was I had a rookie baseball card that was, like, the best one of its kind, and it was a Willie Mays rookie, 1951.
Wow.
Bowman. And I used to, instead of putting it in the safe like most normal people or safety, but I had it like above my socks so I can look at it in the morning.
Just pinned to a bulletin
anyway,
board?
Anyway, so yeah, they stole that. Good luck selling that, you morons.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably have to register that or whatever. They'll be able to tell, right?
Yeah, well, every baseball collector in the country knows about it. So if they try to sell that, good luck.
And you don't get insurance for an item like
that? I do, or? But what I paid for it 24 years ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it isn't the same thing. But, so, you know, it is what it is, and it happens. It's just, I feel bad because my wife is really upset because, you know, somebody, they stole, like, some stuff from her and some crap.
And it's a violation.
Yeah,
so
really,
somebody
yeah.
in your stuff. So what are the police telling you? Do they think they'll find him or no?
They were great. They said, like, you know, they've got, like, you know, fingerprints. They had people doing fingerprints in my house.
That's never good.
Yeah.
I always feel like I'm going to get caught there.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't even in your house, but I'm worried now that you said that.
I said, I'm pretty sure the prints in the sauna are mine. I swear to God, they were checking the sauna, and I went, like, you know, my infrared sauna, you know.
Well, Rob, let me ask you about something else that brought you into the news recently.
Oh, God.
And this is, we started playing a little song called X's and O's on
K-Rock
a few weeks ago, and it is a huge hit by the artist L. King. And a lot of our listeners know her and have watched her video and are fans of hers now. And we started getting all these emails from people going, did you know, did you know? And sure enough, she turns out to be your kid, which is crazy because it's just one of those weird celebrity associations that nobody would have ever predicted.
It is, you know, and I feel so happy for her because she's had to deal with being my daughter for her whole childhood, and it's not fun being a kid of a famous person. So she made this completely all 100% on her own. She just played Lollapalooza. She's got the number one song, and I forget which charts because I'm an idiot. I'm her dad. I'm the old guy. So, but she just tells me this stuff. It just went platinum in Canada. I mean, I don't even.
Oh,
I
it's
mean,
a worldwide hit. It's a smash.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a smash. Yeah.
And so, and she's just having a ball. And she was, you know what the coolest thing was? She was on Letterman at 23. The same time when I was on Letterman, I was 23
wow.
back in the 80s.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was just, we were able to share that. And I'm just so happy for her. And she's really handles herself really well. And like to be on, she got to do Lollapalooza and with Paul McCartney. That's ridiculous.
That's not bad.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I want to hear the story, Rob, and I've never heard this before from you or from anyone. You married her mother after knowing her for 3 days.
That's not true.
Not true? That's just part of the legend?
Yeah, that's not true. It's not true. Oh, I met her, and I said, you know, we could get married at probably around that time. And then I said it probably won't last. But anyway, and I was probably pretty high at the time. I think I was. But, like, I think it was a couple of months later. But that was just one of the things that it sounds good in a story, but it's not true.
Yeah, I know that they embellish those things. That's why I wanted to ask you. By the way, I flew to Las Vegas and got married to a girl I'd only known 5 months. So I've been there
buddy. I was around that. It was a couple of months. It was. I just knew on the way back from Vegas, bad idea. I remember thinking, did I just really screw up something? Is this going to affect me for the next 20 years? And it did. But, you know, but the great thing came from, you know, she's a great kid. And I'm just really happy for her. She just literally was over in England. And she said, you know, I said, they're not as nice over here, Dad. And I'm like, she said, I was on stage and I'm tuning my guitar. And he said, somebody yelled out, get on with it. And I said, hey, welcome to London. It's not the same over there. Get on with you. We're taking the time for. Let's go. It's a concert. So she's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'll pick it up.
That's your impression of your daughter?
Yeah. Dad,
that's awesome.
Anyway, here's the thing, Dad. It's crazy.
All right. One more thing. Our friend Rob Schneider in studio with us here on the Kevin DeBee Show. That's his voice. You'll see it at the Irvine Improv this weekend, improv.com. And that is Ridiculous 6.
Yes.
Now, you've got the series that you told us about that's coming out soon. And then Ridiculous 6 is the movie that you just filmed.
Adam Sandler and I have made, I think somebody counted and said, you know, you guys made like 19 movies together. I said, really? And I said, oh, so, like, I didn't even realize we produced the rest did. And, like, this is our best one. Like, Adam just called me the other day and said, this is the best one that we've ever done. We did a Western. Talk about giving a guy in their late, a bunch of guys in their late 40s and early 50s.
I'm sorry. Let me just put it. Did you just say the word Western?
Mm-hmm. It's a Western.
Okay.
Try to make a Western these days. It's really difficult. But but he wanted to make this for like 10 years and he wanted to play this. And so, and he, it took a long time for him to get it together, but it's his best one. And it's just the funniest one. He wrote it. And, you know, imagine if you work on something for 9 years, it gets better. And so he just kept working on it and then wanted to make it. Netflix was nice enough to say, yeah, let's go do it. And so just give
I feel like Netflix just says yes to everyone.
Well,
don't you get that idea? No, I'm not. That's not meant to be insulting. I'm just saying it seems like. No, they buy every week. It seems like they buy a new project.
By the way, it's not too late to buy Netflix stock out there. It's still doing really well. Netflix helped pay for my show and my new house, so that's good.
No kidding.
Well, we just moved now. We're moved out to a gated community. Zucchini, I think, is the translation of the place we're living out in Calabasas. But anyway, so so we made the movie and it was fun. And then you know, we had some people claimed that there was some problems with Native Americans, and it's not true. By the way, nobody walked off the set. That was a complete exaggeration. Everybody stayed, and a couple of people didn't come back the next day because because of two names, Beaver Breath and Never Wears Bra. And I honestly don't think it's that crazy disrespectful. I just thought it was a joke, and it's funny, and it's a really nice movie you know, it's funny because they're saying, like, you know, the media, especially the Washington Post and New York Times, they're not liable if they're just repeating what they read something in a blog. That's how they're protected these days. But anyway, so nobody walked off, no Native Americans, and like, but they said, like, extras. Three didn't show up the next day. And it's like, I have nothing against extras. We need them. I appreciate you being there.
Not everybody has the same sense of humor. That makes sense.
Right. But that's, the fact it's an extra. They didn't say extras walked off the set. They said, like, cast. You know what? And it's like, extra.
They're making it sound like it was a revolt over the script.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like, and no crew. I said, cast and crew walk off. It was extras. And I don't mean nothing against extras, but like extra, just by very definition. If you have cheese, you have enough cheese, right? For cheese. If you have extra cheese, that's like you have cheese you don't necessarily need. This is extra cheese. This is cheese on top of the cheese you already have.
You'll probably get to that cheese, but
yeah, you might. You might need that cheese sometime, but it's extra cheese. That's the same with extra. So you had three people walk up. So I just felt like for the world publicity that we got for that, I didn't think it was deserved. And Adam's the greatest guy. And so, you know, and so it's a nice movie, people, and it's coming out December 11th.
Good deal.
Ridiculous Six.
You seem like, Rob, for a guy who's been doing it as long as you've been doing it, you seem like you're in a good place in your career. You seem excited about the stuff that's going on. You seem happy.
Yeah, I mean, my career was in the toilet there for a while. I was in movie jail for a while. I feel that. And doing stand-up was kind of fun for me to just take a break from it all and just kind of still be in touch with the audience and just kind of get out there every night and do it. And I have a great wife, you know. It's in my life now. We have a two-year-old. Having a kid at my age. By the way, if you have a baby by accident, try the Nuva Ring. That's a word for us.
If you want very to effective. Have a baby by accident,
try the Nuva Ring. Okay. It's a word for us.
That's a great
endorsement. It's been great for me. I love it. You know, I'm like literally like no matter – you just go home and she just wants to just play with you and just doesn't want to go to bed and everything. It's just fun.
Your baby.
Yeah, and I
or your 19-year-old wife, which one?
Oh, yeah, or my child bride, yeah. But,
well, Rob, we're out of time, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah,
I know.
It went so fast, Pete.
It went so fast, but we had a great time. We always enjoy seeing you. And
thank you.
We'll look for you this weekend at the Irvine Improv. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and then again on Sunday
And if
night.
You find that Willie Mays rookie Bowman, it's a Bowman rookie, 1951, mint, let me know.
Okay. That's a good tip for our listeners. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Fascinating story coming up in 20 minutes about a woman who was in a car accident and lost her memory. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I have such a poor memory, Kevin, that I'm
attracted
to stories. I did. I had a car accident and have lost great chunks of my memory as well. But there are stories in the news right now of people who have lost, like they remember nothing for years at a time. And we're looking for you, the Kevin and Bean listener, who have had something similar to that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Adam Carolla later as well here on K-Rock. Plus, right now, how about a brand new Internet Roundup?
Wake up! And watch the Internet Roundup!
Yeah. Kevin, your favorite video of all time is going to be on this Roundup.
I saw.
And you know exactly which one I'm talking about.
I believe I do, yeah.
First, though, Kyle Chandler is back as Coach Taylor, the iconic character that he played in Friday Night Lights. He has he's put back on the blue windbreaker and the hat and given the inspirational locker room speech, and he did it in a PSA for the Alamo Drafthouse, that awesome movie theater in Austin, I want to say?
Yes.
And it's basically to try to get people to put away their phones. And look, if Coach Taylor tells you to do it, you just do it.
I want you to know your friends and your family are going to be watching. They're going to be with you every moment of this. So let's do it for them. Let's do it for each other. Let's make sure that we have some pride.
Listen, how am I supposed to give my inspirational speech here if you're talking and you're texting? Come on now. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Turn your goddamn cell phones off.
Kevin,
how dare you? That ought to do the trick, I think. All right, here it is, Kevin, your favorite video. This guy is, he calls his site State of the Fart, and he basically does hand farting whatever song you want. And he specializes in heavy metal, and here he is hand farting Raining Blood by Slayer. And I have to tell you, it's pretty damned impressive. Producer Dave Sanchez at the Kevin and Bean Show, if that young man does not open April Foolishly, you're fired.
Trust me, I'm already looking into it.
You are fired.
And by the way, we have a new game, Hand Farting the Hits.
Love it.
Let's see.
Can we love it?
Dave, I remember their mashup video from last year, and they're back, L.E.J., but I don't remember much about them. They're very pretty. They're on the beach. What's their story?
They're just a French trio that, you know, sing these cover songs, and they put these medleys together.
Yeah, this is a mashup of the greatest hits of 2015. They do a terrific job.
All around the wind blow, we would only hold on, let go. Blow kiss, fire again, we need someone to lean on. Blow kiss, fire again, all we need is somebody to lean on.
Freedom.
Blow kiss, fire again.
If you ever wanted to hear that song done by classical instruments, there you go.
What if you didn't?
Then you don't have to watch that video. But okay. This one I think you will like.
Yeah, except they included that stupid cheerleader song, and I hate that song.
Here's a guy who took 3 months to do this edit. You know, we always talk about how does somebody have the time to put together some of these videos. This guy decided it would be funny to recreate the song Uptown Funk, the Mark Ronson song, by using lines from movies. He had to use over 280 movies to get this thing together. And it, the hard work shows. It's great.
Hallelujah.
Girls,
hit your
hallelujah.
Girls,
hit your
hallelujah.
Goes uptown.
Don't give it to you.
Goes uptown.
Don't give it to you.
Goes uptown.
Don't give it to you.
Saturday night.
The spot.
Don't believe me.
Just watch.
Obviously, you see it. It's really crazy because you see all the movies and they're all identified in the clip. You've seen this one. It's amazing, right, Kevin?
Is it worth 3 months of work?
I don't know.
It is amazing because it they get all the words.
I mean, I guess it is worth it if you put it on YouTube and it gets, you know,
yeah, I guess so.
20 million hits and you make a lot of money off it, I guess.
It's but isn't it just it like as good as a minute and a half video rather than a whole 4.5 minute
probably,
song?
Probably, yeah. Probably is.
I do know that there's not nearly enough of this guy beatboxing while he plays the recorder. His name is Mamdou, Metdat Mamdou. And
this
he
is my second favorite video, by the way.
This one's dope.
Yeah.
He is something else. He is a freestyle a recorder beatbox player. And I know you didn't know that category existed, but this guy's the best. Made fun of the recorder our whole lives.
Yeah, because it's a horrible, horrible instrument.
Yeah,
and Sam the Armenian Comedian plays it all the time. That's sort of turned us against it. But that guy does all that with his mouth at the same time.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
I think Sam could do it.
There's a new
challenge.
Send him that video and say we'd like him to try.
It's time
That's
for a
great idea.
A recorder beef.
I like it. I like it. Here's a new compilation. These are always funny, and they make them all the time because there are so many screw-ups on the news. This is just a whole bunch of those cut up together. It's very good.
You're using US 31 southbound. Your average speed.
Burgemeester, what is er nou zo bijzonder aan Zeelkampen?
Als je de mooiste oefening.
Four firefighters are hurt after a fire truck overturns on the highway this morning.
I almost jumped you there. Sorry about
That's
that.
Okay. You can jump me anytime. Not that way. Not that way. You know what I mean.
Very awkward. By the way, that splash you heard was a woman who's doing one of those stand-up reports on the news, and she just slips and falls into a river. I mean, you just don't see that on live TV.
Every single time we feature any video that involves a newscaster, Allie gets scared.
She's well, like, I am usually in it doing a shake weight video.
Yep. Yep, that. Oddest Trailers is back. They can make any movie seem bad, even if it's good. Here's their take on Fantastic Four ahead of the new one getting ready to come out.
At a time when comic book movies began to show how good they could be, two films will remind us how badly they can suck.
You guys look like an 80s rock band.
As the director of Barbershop is handed the reins of Marvel's original super team, then steers it off a cliff. And don't tell me there's no way to make a good Fantastic Four movie. It's called The Incredibles, and it's perfect.
And finally, in a category of I didn't think I needed this until I saw it, but now I realize I do, somebody imagined Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. But what if it didn't star Tom Cruise, you guys? What if we took the time to edit it together so that it in fact starred the late Chris Farley?
What'd you do?
Ethan, where are you?
Richard and I are going to Chicago to straighten things out.
Oh, my God.
An anti-IMF.
You ready?
Tell me one wingy.
This may very well be our last mission. Let's make it count.
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
Action hero Chris Farley. You can see all these videos and so much more. Just go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up!
Wake up!
And watch the Internet Roundup!
Yeah!
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56.
Ralph Garman is out this week. He'll be back on Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, filling in on the showbiz beat, here's Allie.
Bean, I know that you like lists, so you might have already seen this. And if so, feel free not to guess. But
right.
Forbes magazine has come out with their list of the highest paid actors.
Highest paid actors.
I've not seen a new list on this topic.
All right.
Highest paid actors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we're just talking about Tom Cruise with Mission Impossible. I can't imagine he's not in the conversation.
He is in the conversation at number 6 with $40
million. Robert Downey Jr.
Bingo! Number one,
wow.
Third year in a row, good lord. Kevin.
Thank you.
You've been on fire lately.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Are you taking some supplements or something that we don't know about?
How is your ginkgo biloba intake? You are nailing it. He has topped the list, like I said, third year in a row, $80 million.
That's for 1 year's work?
Yeah.
$80 million?
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
I'm trying to think if he's made a movie in this time period, but Denzel Washington comes to mind as a guy who should be close.
Not top 15.
Vern Troyer. Just...
No, shockingly, he is just short of the top
just
15.
Short. Wow.
How about the usual suspects? Your Pitts and your Clooney's and any of those guys.
Will Smith.
Nope.
Jaden Smith.
No. No Smith, no Clooney either.
How can we only get two out of the three?
Yeah, come on, you guys.
What's wrong okay, with us? All right, all right. What am I missing here?
I will say a couple of the people on the list that tied for number seven there from Bollywood.
Oh,
so
okay.
I will take them out because
okay.
you might not know
so
their
we won't
names.
Get those.
Yeah.
Kevin, help me out. You see all the superhero
Jamie
movies.
Jamie Kennedy.
Nope.
Who else is up there in all the superhero movies?
A hint. His friend was just in here.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler is fifth on the list with $41 million.
Still?
Yes.
$41 million.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
I don't feel like we're making progress.
No.
Yeah, I think we're just going to have you tell us.
All right. Tie number 15, Chris Hemsworth and Daniel Craig, $27 million. Shocking you didn't say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He tied with Channing Tatum, $29 million at 13. Johnny Depp, $30 million.
Oh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
sure.
$31
The Rock.
Million. Right.
Wow, we're dumb.
Right. Mark Wahlberg, $32 million. Seriously. Bradley Cooper came in number four with $41.5 million.
Wow.
Vin Diesel. $47
million. Of course.
And here's what shocked me. Coming in at number two with $50 million, Jackie Chan?
What?
Is he?
That was pretty good.
But there was no, I didn't think you had it.
But there was no...
I know. I did not stick the landing. He's got to just be making movies for the Asian market, right?
I would assume.
Because we haven't seen him in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Very odd.
Hmm.
Very
right.
odd stuff. All right. We talked last hour about Idris Elba being on the cover of Maxim magazine.
Yeah, it's
the,
dumb.
I believe the first ever solo male cover, Maxim magazine. A lot of people want him to be the next 007. Well, speaking of 007s, Pierce Brosnan. He tried to board a plane Sunday afternoon with a knife in his bag. What?
Well, he was fighting Spectre.
Well, no, this was just a normal flight. A TSA official from Burlington International Airport in Vermont said it's unclear if Brosnan knew the knife was in his carry-on bag, but once they saw the weapon, they gave him a choice. They said, hey, surrender the knife or put it in your checked baggage. He put it in his checked baggage, and he was just told, go ahead. No citation.
Huh.
No nothing. Just go ahead, Pierce. Yeah. You didn't mean it.
He was a James Bond.
Yeah. But still, if that was you or I.
Of course.
Are you kidding me?
But excuse you
me.
And I know that.
He is in Her Majesty's Secret Service, by the way. He gets a little bit of leeway. He's got a license to kill, Allie.
Oh, man. You go right to hell.
Yeah. Get on down there. Singer Mariah Carey is getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today at 11:30 in front of the W Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard. She has 18 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles and 17 songs that she specifically wrote.
Wow.
Mariah.
That's impressive.
How great is she?
And she's just full on crazy.
Nuts.
Yep.
I love her so much. Today's celebrity birthdays include Jonathan Silverman, 49 years old. Actor Mark Strong is 52.
15, wow,
yeah,
he looks
he
great.
Has, he's got that whole Benjamin Buttons thing happening. Foo Fighters guitarist Pat Smear is 56. And actress Maureen McCormick, Marcia Brady, is 59 years old today. I'm Allie McKay in for Ralph Garman.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Bye.
What about Beer Mug today in Downey in the Stonewood Center? He is going to be at the Hot Topic location from 1 till 3 this afternoon. Stop on by. He'll have tickets to give away for Foo Fighters' upcoming show. Also, Social Distortion, Fall Out Boy, Rise Against, lots of K-Rock music, other K-Rock prizes. And you can also fill out the K-Rock sticker, new for summer 2015, and register to win a trip to see Muse in Mexico City, a $500 Hot Topic gift card, or a 2015 Dodge Challenger. That's a new car. Get all the details at krock.com and get that sticker on your car.
Muggs is going to tell you that the tickets are limited, but he's lying. He's
really?
Got just endless tickets in his pocket, so you just have to
just keep asking?
Just, no, take them.
Oh, just go in his pocket?
Yeah,
just
I think that's...
reach into his pants.
Yeah, that's how he works it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
He likes it that way.
All right, that way.
I think this is a fascinating story. I may be completely alone on this because it is personal to me, because I'm a person who was involved in an auto accident as a teenager, and it has resulted in a lifetime of losing my memory. Allie, do you even know this about me?
I forget.
Well played. There?
For instance, I have no memory of my wedding. None whatsoever.
Wow.
And lots of other things that have happened throughout
my life. Because you were blackout drunk.
No, that wasn't it. Oh. I'm the guy who went to his high school reunion and didn't recognize a single person or teacher or the school.
He didn't recognize the building.
Not even the building.
And when was the accident?
The accident happened when I was a teenager.
Okay.
And I've had problems ever since. When I was in town for that high school reunion, I went to school in Maryland. My brother drove me by the house we grew up in. And it didn't look familiar to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've got issues, and maybe that's why memory stories jump out at me.
Now, let me just ask you a question, because you had the accident when you were, what, 15, 16?
That's right.
Okay. And you don't remember anything before that. But you think that that same injury is still making these chunks of time go away later in your life?
I do.
Wow.
Is it traumatic things that you can't remember? Not saying your wedding was traumatic. But
it was traumatic for his wife.
No, it's everything. It's vacations. You know, for instance, I mean, Donna will say to me, "Yeah, you remember when we went to fill in the blank?" And I'll be like, "Nope,
really?
Wow.
No idea." Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of sad. Look, this isn't about me. I'm going to tell you a story that's in the news, which is why we brought this up. But I mean, like, I have no memories of Christmas as a child, for instance. Like, all
Being
the stories that I hear
favorite.
People talk about, oh, and then I got a bike, and then I got a Rector set or whatever. You know, I remember coming downstairs and presents under the tree. I got none of that.
You have no memories of Christmas. No wonder you listen to Christmas music all the time.
Let's back off Bean when he talks about 407 eighths of Christmas.
Do we have to back off him then?
Yes,
keep that to yourself.
I'm making up for lost time.
He can wait.
So I am fascinated with the brain and how it works, or in my case, how it doesn't work, especially as it results to memory. And every once in a while, a couple times a year, there'll be a story. There was a story earlier this year, for instance, about a woman who had some sort of seizure that turned her into a real-life 51st States girl. She forgets her boyfriend every day when she wakes up.
Are we positive that she just didn't not like him?
She has no memory of her boyfriend.
This.
They've been together for 3 years, and she wakes up and she has a scrapbook that she's made that she looks through to familiarize herself with who is her boyfriend, the man that she is still dating, because she has no memory of him every single day.
Wow.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird.
That the brain can do that. Now, the story that's all over the news this week that's a real deal is a Tennessee couple. They are high school sweethearts, and they got married last August, all right? Jeremy and Justice are their names. Last name Stamper. They got married last August. 19 days later, she was involved in a car accident. A driver slammed into the back of her car while traveling more than 50 miles an hour while she was stopped.
Oof.
The accident was very serious. She was left with a concussion. About a month after the accident, she said, "I don't want you to be mad," she said to her husband, "but I don't remember the wedding." When she was in the accident, she was planning her wedding. When she came out of her concussion, you know, haze, she realized, she looked down at her finger and saw that she had a wedding ring on and realized that she had missed her own wedding. She had no memory whatsoever of getting married to her husband, Jeremy.
But did she remember him?
Yes, she did, right?
She remembered the guy.
She lost 5 weeks of her memory.
Okay.
So she remembered everything else about her life and where she lived and what kind of food she liked and all the other stuff that screws up other people. But she had no memory of the actual day that she was so excited for, that she was planning for, did not remember the wedding.
So are you positive she just wasn't trying to get another wedding?
Mm, Kevin.
Right? Crazy bride, right?
Cynical Kevin.
Let's do it again.
Rears his head.
Jeremy, her husband, said, I was heartbroken when she told me and instantly said I would do it all again for her. So he created a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to throw a second wedding for his bride. $6,000, by the way. Donations from wedding photographers, local DJs offering their services for free. The entire community pitched in to raise the rest.
That's pretty cool.
And they had another wedding 1 year later to the day on August 1st this year, this past weekend. They had another wedding so that now she remembers walking down the aisle with her husband, Jeremy. How do you explain that with the human brain, though?
I don't know.
Like, why five weeks of memory? Like, how did that even work? Will it ever come back? I don't know. It's just, it's so, so mysterious.
Poor Jeremy, man. He's going to have to throw another wedding in like
right?
a year.
Like every
year.
Couple years.
Oh, my God. You don't remember the last one?
So I don't know what kind of, I don't know how common these sorts of memory lapses are. This could be a big bust. But I am curious to hear from Kevin and Bean listeners who have ever been involved in either some sort of a seizure or a coma or an accident or something where you lost a significant chunk of memory. I'm dying to hear your stories on what you did and how that affected your life.
For whatever amount of time and for whatever reason, important
right.
stuff is missing.
Exactly, yeah. Or large chunks of time are missing. Or you wake up and you don't remember your job, or you don't remember your family, or you don't know what you like. And all of a sudden, I mean, it would be like just starting over from scratch, depending on how bad it was, right? Mm-hmm. And then there are people, by the way, who wake up and really start from scratch because they don't remember how to walk or they don't remember how to speak. You see stories like that, too, that are just tragic.
That's me.
So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-520-1067. Hopefully you can remember that phone number long enough to give us a call, and we'll talk to you next right after this on K-Rock. We got to get her dad, Rob Schneider, in here, by the way.
Adam,
I'd love to talk
hour.
To him
he
about
was
that.
Just here.
Just fascinating to
7
hear
o'clock.
His take on his daughter now becoming so famous.
Talk to him about her.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That was the problem. I that memory thing. I don't know. Rob Schneider was on this show?
Right.
Hey, we're talking about memory loss. There are a couple of stories in the news lately of people who have been involved in accident or had seizures or something like that and lost large chunks of their memory. And I am very sympathetic to that because I am a sufferer myself. So we thought it'd be fun to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Oh, we got some good stuff here. Why don't we start with Rudy on line 5, please? He's in Whittier. Please, Trent and Sean, Kenneth, Catherine, Andy, Nicole, please hang on. We'll get to as many of your calls as we can. But let's start with our boy Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Rudy.
What was the accident? What caused the memory loss, and then what did you forget?
So back in 2013, I was mountain biking over in Whittier and Turnbull Canyon, and I had an accident. The only thing is I don't remember anything from the accident. All I remember is waking up in the hospital, and for weeks I thought my daughter was with me. So all I remember is taking my daughter to daycare.
Right.
And then I thought we were in a car accident. And I thought, I mean, it sounds so bad, dude, but she's only a baby, so I thought I lost my daughter.
Oh
you mean
man.
You had no memory of the accident, but your sense was that she was with you and was a casualty of the accident.
Exactly.
Oh.
And I thought it was on my way to daycare. I didn't even remember getting on my bike at all.
Wow that's crazy.
Well, the craziest part, dude, is when I had my GoPro with me, so I just woke up, like, in the hospital, but the GoPro, one of the paramedics moved, like, my bike, and you could see them cutting off all my clothes, and you see everything. And the paramedic kept the GoPro on me through, like, the ambulance all the way to the hospital.
That's
oh,
pretty
probably
cool.
Didn't want to remove the helmet. That's smart.
Yeah, it was crazy. But
so did your memory ever come back?
No, you know what? I still have problems. Like, I do this a lot, but I get up. Like, when I'm at work, I'll get up from my desk, and I'll walk, and then I don't know where I'm going.
Happens to me
every
day.
I was going to say, Kevin does it three, 4 times an hour.
Walk into the office and go, I know I came in here for some reason.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy, thank you for the call. We appreciate it so much. We're glad you're okay. Let's go to Long Beach Line 4. This is going to be Catherine. She not only has a great memory loss story, but a great reason for the memory loss.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
Great. What happened to you?
Well, about 12 years ago, I started having seizures and some other odd behaviors going on. And I thought it was vertigo, and it turned out it wasn't. And so the doctor sent me to get an MRI, and they found a lesion in my brain. and it turned out to be a parasite in my brain, which turned out to be a worm.
What? You had a worm in your brain?
I had a worm in my brain. Yes, I did.
That is not good.
How'd it get in there? Like through your ear?
It actually is caused, the main cause is from pork that isn't cooked properly down in Mexico.
Pork in Mexico.
Knew it.
Yes.
So, did they do brain surgery to physically remove it, or did they give you some sort of medicine to kind of just kill it up there?
No, it's odd because what usually happens is it dissolves and then just goes away, and most people don't even have symptoms with it. But mine did not, and it kept getting worse. So I did have brain surgery.
Oh, you did? And how did that do for your memory? I mean, did that affect it?
You know what? I had a concussion, too, a couple concussions that didn't help. But so that, along with the
seizure
surgery, and plus, so then the seizures, my memory isn't the same it used to be. And so that was 15 years ago. And then out of the blue, 2 years ago, I had a seizure. And I do not remember a thing. 6 days, I was walking around, functioning, talking to people, and I remember nothing of it.
And
all of a sudden, I just woke up, and I was watching the Rose Bowl parade. But for 6 days, I was functioning, and I don't remember.
That's scary.
That is something else. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, say hi to your worm for us. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Can you imagine?
Let's go, Sean.
There's a worm in your head.
Let's go to Sean in Garden Grove. He's on line two. He lost years of his life, you guys.
Wow. Sean, hi.
Hi. Good morning, Kevin and me.
What caused the memory loss, and how many years?
Drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
All right. Good. Reasonable answer.
And basically from 94 to 98, I have little bits and pieces of my life, but most of it I can't remember.
What kinds of drugs were you taking?
Anywhere between acid and PCP and speed.
So basically you were just walking around like just in a haze all the time, just in a fog?
I'll put it this way. I can't remember 20 years ago. I can't remember details. I have general ideas of where I've been and things I've done, but for the most part, I couldn't tell you details like names or anything like that.
Wow. How about that? How are you doing today?
I do okay now. You know, I obviously quit drugs and all that, but I mean, for the most part, it's weird not knowing details of your life in the past.
Sure.
Yeah, do people come up to you and say, hey, do you remember when you did this? And you go, no, I don't.
Actually, you know, that's funny. I've had people go, my God, hey, dude, what's up? And I'm like, I don't know. You know who you are.
So far, I'm having all the same symptoms as
yeah.
you.
Kevin, are you sure you didn't have some sort of traumatic head injury as a kid?
Not positive, because I'm having all of these symptoms.
Sean, glad you're doing well. Thank you for the call, sir. Let's do one more. I like Trent in Riverside on line one. What do you think about him?
Sure.
Let's try Trent.
Hey, Trent.
Hey, guys. Hey, Shebeen. So when I was about 12 years old, I woke up one morning and went into the bathroom, you know, morning business, whatever, and noticed a giant scar on my face. It started from the top of my right eyebrow and went all the way down to my chin. And I just looked at it, and I was just like, huh, that's interesting. And so the rest of my family woke up. It was like a Saturday. And they're
let me just interrupt here. So you had a scar all the way across your face, and you thought, huh.
Well,
that's interesting.
I was the kind of kid who was into skateboarding and rollerblading. So I was just like, okay, well, maybe I just didn't notice it.
Okay.
I didn't think that much of it. So the rest of my family wakes up, and they start, you know, coming in. They're just like, hey, are you okay? And I'm just like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. And they thought I was joking at first, and I was just like, no, I legitimately have no idea what you're talking about. Turns out the night before, my mom was coming in from a business trip, and I was asleep. I fell asleep early for whatever reason, and my stepdad came in to wake me up. Well, as he came in, he slipped on something, grabbed me as he was going down. I hit my head, and what caused the scar was that somehow, I don't understand how, but like I got a giant rug burn after I hit my head on the floor.
Well, that's not as impressive as a spider
wait,
in your brain, I'll tell you that.
You had a rug burn and that caused memory loss?
No, I was sleeping on my bed, and as he came down, he grabbed me and I hit the floor, and then dragged my head across the floor that caused the rug burn. This is what I was told.
All right, look, I'm not doubting your story.
If
rug burns called memory losses, Allie wouldn't be able to function as a human.
How dare
you? I don't doubt
I'm saying maybe you're not getting told the whole story there, Trent.
Like I said, I woke up the next morning, my parents and my brother were explaining it all to me, and I'm just like, I legitimately have no recollection. I remember getting
We're almost out of time here, but I have to ask, as it relates to memory, which really was the topic, does it cause memory lapses for you now, or just that one incident you don't remember?
Just that one incident. To this day, I still have no recollection of anything.
Okay, not a story. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate
it's a story.
That.
It's just not as good as
not what we were looking
brain.
For, though.
It just wasn't worm brain.
Certainly wasn't worm brain. All right, listen, we thank you so much for all those calls, and Kenneth and Carrie and Carlos and everybody. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but we do have to clear the lines because we got some station business we have to take care of. Next week, here at K-Rock, a little band called Fallout Boy is going to be stopping by, doing a private acoustic performance down the hall at the Red Bull Sound Space. We're going to give you tickets to see that up close and personal. Also, a pair of passes to attend their show at the Hollywood Bowl Monday night with Wiz Khalifa. Fallout Boy fans is what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. What else do we need to let them know before they call?
It's listener Oki. So they need to pick their favorite Fallout Boy song, and they're going to have to perform it for us.
Wow.
So that's coming up next, 1-800-520-1067. Sometimes this goes really well. Sometimes it's terrible. Sometimes we wish we didn't do it.
I am voting for terrible. That's my hope, and that's my wish. We're talking about Fall Out Boy. Two chances to see them next week, including here on the Kevin and Bean Show. They'll be playing a short acoustic set in the Red Bull Sound Space down the hall here at K-Rock, and they'll also be at the Hollywood Bowl with Wiz Khalifa on Monday night. You win tickets to both. If you win, listener Oki.
Listener Oki.
So you sing your favorite Fall Out Boy song, basically, is what it is, at 1-800-520-1067, and then we just pick one that we like. I think it's as simple as that, right?
Yep. And we don't know what we're looking for. Entertainment value, I guess, just in general.
Let's start with Sherry. She's on line one. She's in Rancho Santa Margaritaville-dum.
Sherry?
Berg.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Sherry. Do you love the Fall Out Boy?
I do love the Fall Out Boy.
Cool. Well, we are excited to hear you sing a Fall Out Boy song. Which one are you going to do?
I'm going to do Down Down.
Sugar, We're Going Down?
Sugar, We're Going Down, yeah.
All right. Sugar, that's the one. Okay, all right, let's hear it.
I'm sorry, I'm driving on the freeway. It's a little challenging to multitask.
This seems safe.
Do not get in an accident.
Well advised.
I will try not to.
Okay. And if you do, remember, you're talking to Ryan and Ellen.
I will try to remember that.
Okay. Good luck, Sherry.
We're going down, down in an early round. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be a number one with a bullet. A loaded gun complex, cock it and pull it. We're going down, down in an earlier round.
All right.
And sugar,
nice.
We're going down swinging.
All right.
Okay.
That's not
bad. All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
You
sound like someone who sings along when their songs come on the radio.
I sing really loudly, especially at concerts.
Yeah, great.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
All right. I like Sherry. Let's try Diamond Bar Line 2. This is going to be Samantha. By the way, a lot of ladies. A lot of ladies calling for the FOB.
Hi.
Hi, Samantha.
How are you?
We are good. What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing The Same As You.
All right.
Okay. The same as the goddamn arms race. The same as the goddamn arms race. I'm a leading man. And the vows that we borrow are so intricate, oh, so intricate, yeah.
Something about Samantha's phone makes it sound like it's auto-tune.
Yeah, it was like a vibrato coming through
it's
there.
It's kind of weird.
Do you have auto-tune on your phone?
Yeah, on my phone.
That's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, that's an app. That's
an
auto-tune
app
you could get for
Samantha's
singing.
Actually, that was very good, Samantha. You clearly know the words. A lot of passion. We appreciate it so much. Let's go to another lady. This is Studio City Line 3. This is going to be Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
Which Fall Out Boy song are you going to sing?
Dance, Dance.
Dance, Dance.
Ready?
Yep.
Dance, Dance, we're falling apart to halftime. Dance, Dance, these are the words you love to hear. Dance, this is the way we feel for real. Oh, misery loves me.
All right.
Okay. You know, I wonder if we're getting so many ladies, A, because they like Fall Out Boy, but B, because girls know the words to songs and guys traditionally
Well,
don't.
That's true.
Because that has been our experience.
Anytime we do a lyric game, girls are the only ones that win.
All right, Sherry's in, Samantha's in, Sophia's in. Only one will win tickets to both Fall Out Boy performances. Let's see what Christina's got going up. She's line four, Long Beach, please.
Hey, Christina.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey.
What do you think of your competition? Are you in it to win it? Do you have something that's going to win us over here?
Hopefully. I've got Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Uma right. Thurman. Good song.
Yeah.
Here's Christina.
Can I go?
Yep. Yep.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's try one more. How about Hannah Garden Grove, line five?
Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
What Fall Out Boy are you going to sing? Fall Out Boy song?
I don't care.
Well, you gotta pick your favorite.
I'm going to sing I Don't Care.
Oh, that's the name of the song. Okay, got it.
All right. I don't care what you think as long as it's about me. Best of us can find happiness in
I like that.
All right, Hannah, you hold on. We have some important decisions to be made here. By the way, how similar sounding were so many of those girls?
Yeah.
It could have all been the same person just changing names on the phone. That makes it very tough for us on this end to pick a winner.
Hmm.
I think, if I could just speak first, I think I like Sherry in Traffic.
I like Sherry too.
Yeah.
I would be very comfortable with that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sherry, congratulations.
Shut up.
Okay.
Right. Congratulations.
Don't shut up.
You get to see Fall Out Boy at the Hollywood Bowl. You get to see him when they come to K-Rock.
Oh, my God. I love you. Yay.
All right. Drive safely. Hang on. We'll give you all the information. Thanks for playing. Listen to Roki.
Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
I'm hoping we can bring Adam Carolla out of his shell and get him to share some comments on some things in the news after the top of the hour.
It's not like him, but
you know how tough it is to get him to talk. But the Ace Man joins us coming up. First, though, Allie in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, we talked about it in the 5 o'clock hour, and I can't stress enough. If you have not been online or on Twitter, where this was trending all day yesterday, it was the ultimate wardrobe malfunction. Lenny Kravitz in Stockholm just killing it. Just guitar solo. Woo, yeah. Lean down to do kind of this like rocker squat type of thing.
And still facing the crowd.
Still facing the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And bloop, out pops.
Yeah.
Little Lenny, which not little in any sense of the word. Bean, you still haven't looked at the video?
No, I don't have any interest in seeing Lenny Kravitz's penis, and I can't believe that's the sentence I have to say out loud.
Really?
It's funny.
What about if it's looped over and over and over?
No interest.
None?
None.
Kevin, you watched it.
Yeah, I watched it a lot.
Right?
No, I found it funny because, come on, how often does that happen?
Do it in leather pants, he's just killing it, rocking out, then all of a sudden, oh, wow, there it is.
That man has the largest penis I have ever seen.
It was not small, I will say that. I will
see. Penis.
Yes, it's very true. And a lot of people questioning online, is it pierced? Is there a ring?
I didn't watch that closely.
I did.
Okay.
I still can't figure it out. So, Lenny, if you want to let us know.
I saw the tweet about it from Steven Tyler, mm-hmm. and he was suggesting his analysis of the video was that it was pierced, that there was a piercing happening.
Yeah!
I don't know
that's
why.
Hot. Right?
Steven Tyler was spending so much time looking so closely at Lady Kravitz's penis, but apparently that's what passes for entertainment these days.
Okay. All right.
It was a huge deal yesterday and today still. I'm just saying.
I am currently trying to conceal a massive erection.
Bean, is that why you didn't watch?
Exactly.
All right. We all know 50 Cent is dirt poor. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's having a rough time.
Bankruptcy. Things are not going well. Well, we have found out through his latest filing, what does it cost to be 50 Cent?
I'm busy now. You can't be hounding a pimp.
Well, I'm going to hound you because 50's, or should I say 50?
Because 50's, you should say 50.
Okay. Yeah. 50's monthly expenses, $108,000 a month.
That's what it takes to live.
To live, to be 50 Cent. That is nine. Let me break it down for you. $9,000 is for security, $5,000 for gardening. And I don't know
if
that's.
He loves
like,
a good garden.
Is that manscaping? Is it code? Or does he have a lovely rose garden? What does he have?
I don't know.
He's probably got a property with a great deal of land on it that probably has a bunch of flowers and hedges and bushes and trees and things like that that need maintenance, I guess.
Can I just continue thinking it's manscaping?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. $3,000 for wardrobe. And
a month.
Yeah, yeah. $1,000 for grooming. So that's different.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. $100.
How do you spend $1,000 grooming a month?
$1,000. And remember, it was, he has a fleet of cars. He has so many cars. He says, no, that's not true. I only personally own 7. Yeah, including a Rolls Royce and 3 Chevy Suburban. So I think we're going to find out a lot more about.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's think about it for a second. How would you spend $1,000 a month on grooming?
I don't know.
Because even if you're going to a super, super high-end haircut place, mm-hmm. you're not getting your
haircut. Which is what they're called.
Let's say it's a $500 haircut. Is that what we're thinking? And he's getting 2 a month? He's getting, like, every 2 weeks he's going and getting a $500 haircut?
Grooming can be all-encompassing. That's manis, pedis, waxing.
Oh, he does seem like a mani-pedi guy.
Massages.
But totally each month?
Sure.
Huh. Okay.
I think that's probably on the low end.
All right.
Really?
$1,000 for grooming for someone of his stature? I would pay people just to lotion me up
I haven't spent $1,000 on grooming in my entire life.
I don't find that shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not breaking news.
You should think about going a little more 50 Cent ways. A little more that direction.
Yeah. Well, we were just reeling from the Gwen and Gavin divorce news, and then yesterday, I mean, it piled on and piled on. First, the ex-One Directioner, Zayn Malik, word came out that him and Perry Edwards broke up. But now, another showbiz couple has called it quits. And this is a power couple. Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy, they broke the news.
I know.
They broke the news in joint statements on Facebook saying the decision has been difficult and have been followed. Thoughtful consideration and considerable squabbling is what led to it.
Why?
Why? Exactly. Why? Why can't they, the one couple we look up to, and really thought they can make it. Why them,
Kevin? Let me finish my question.
Okay.
Why do puppets need to get divorced?
Puppets, well, they're Muppets. Okay. First
he's
of
a
all.
Pig, yeah. And he's a frog.
Yeah.
Right.
If you knew anything
but
at all,
they're not.
That.
They're not a real pig and frog.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry?
What are you talking about? They're not a real pig and frog. They're a pig and a frog.
Miss Piggy, Kermit the Frog.
The frog?
Not
yeah.
Kermit the fake frog.
Right.
Kermit the frog here.
They make a lot like Yoda.
Mini Yoda.
They have managed to make it work for decades. What contributed to them breaking up?
Well, the cynics, like Kevin, who doesn't even believe they're a real frog and pig, think it's because ABC's revival of The Muppets, which is set to air in September, they just had a big showcase where they brought out the characters. They think it's to drum up publicity for the show because on the show, Miss Piggy has her own talk show. And her boss, the executive producer on said talk show,
mm-hmm.
Kermit the Frog.
Oh, that sounds like conflict waiting to happen.
Super awkward. What's going to happen? A little behind-the-scenes footage, like that type of thing. So they think they're drumming up publicity for the show. A publicity stunt. I would like to believe that's what it is because, really.
You don't want to see true love die?
Absolutely not.
I hope the kids can work it out.
Me too. They didn't ever have kids, though, so that's good.
I will say that as much as I admire their love and believe it is true and real,
yeah.
I have a lot of questions about how they make that work, if you get my meaning.
Because she was a little abusive, like verbally?
Well, not only that, but she has the body of a pig and he has the body of a frog. I'm just trying to figure out how that works.
How they bone?
Okay, I wasn't going to say that, but yes,
that's what he wanted.
That's what I'm talking about.
Celebrity birthdays, August 5th today. Maureen McCormick is 59 years old. Pat Smear, Foo Fighters guitarist, 56. Actor Mark Strong, 52. And actor Jonathan Silverman, he is turning 49. I'm Allie McKay in for Ralph Garman. the showbiz beat.
I have often called him the hardest working man in show business because of the number of podcasts that he produces every week. He's also got a TV show on the air called Catch a Contractor, Sunday nights at 10 on Spike. And you can see him all over the place doing his live performances. We're talking about our friend Adam Carolla. He'll be tomorrow night at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach. That's at 7:30. Then you can see him at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank on the 18th. And on the 28th, you'll see him at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. Ace Man, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, man. Doing good.
Glad you're here. We got a question for you. We're going to ask, what is Adam Carolla's take? Hit it, Steve.
Adam Carolla, I want your take. I want it right now. Adam Carolla, use your wits and your know-how. Adam Carolla, what's your take on what is going on? Adam Carolla, what's your take? Let's get it on.
Now, I hate to drag you outside of your comfort zone, Ace Man, but would you mind giving us an opinion on something today? Would you
sure.
be comfortable sharing an actual opinion?
Sure.
Because I know that's tough for a lot of people. This is the summer of divorce. A couple of weeks ago, Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton announced that they were getting a divorce. This week, we were rocked by Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale. There were all the rumors about Will and Jada. We don't know if that's going through or not. And the question for you, Adam, is you've been married for a long time. What's the secret to making it work? Because it seems to be working out great for guys like you, other people not so much.
Well, all right. I've said it many times. People think I'm kidding. I am not. It is two DVRs and plenty of square footage. My wife goes to one side of my big house. I go to the other side of my big house. She watches whatever she wants until she falls asleep. I watch what I watch,
right.
And then we both go to bed, never speaking a word to each other. It's a perfect system. So
it doesn't sound like much of a marriage, though.
Well, it stood the test of time.
Yeah, that's true.
Number one. Well, I've had girlfriends, and I've lived in, you know, little flats with them and one bedrooms and all that kind of stuff. And you're always arguing constantly because you're on top of each other.
Right.
Even when you move out with your best friend, you'll start arguing 6 months into it if you both live in a one-bedroom apartment. So square footage. But also, men, you need to understand that women don't think like you. I'm not sure that they think at all. Their wiring is different. Like, their brains are wired different.
Right.
Ours are, you know, functional and pragmatic, and theirs aren't really done yet. There's still some wiring to be done.
Oh, my God.
I know this sounds
Is that science?
I'll give you a great example. Hold on.
Right.
I'm trying to help men here.
All right, good luck.
And women as well, in terms of the difference. In 1994, I was at your show. Back when it was back in Burbank,
mm-hmm.
Tori Amos was the guest, and she left some flowers behind that a fan had given her.
Okay.
My girlfriend at the time was a huge Tori Amos fan.
Right.
And I took the bouquet of roses that Tori had left behind, and I presented it to my girlfriend. And she said, "Oh, my God, this is awesome. What's the occasion?" And I said, "You think this is good? It's about to get better. Guess whose flowers those are?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "Those are Tori Amos's flowers. You love Tori Amos." And she threw them in my face.
Well, that sounds like a very sweet, thoughtful gesture, I would think.
That's my point. We're not wired the same. You can't think the same. In my brain, in 1994, if you gave me a cordless drill, I'd be like, "Oh, my God." And then if somebody said, "And guess what? That was Bob Seger," I'd be like, "Holy crap, the best day of my life." I wouldn't throw it back in the face.
But she gave you a hint when she said, "Oh, my God, this is great. What is the occasion?" That was the hint that it should be from you, right?
That was our opportunity to lie. And I've learned a lot since then.
I see.
And that's a good point. There was an open window
right.
of lying that I didn't slip through.
Mm.
I'm saying, don't think she thinks like you think. If you have your favorite band or your favorite performer and then your favorite item from that favorite performer, that would be doubly good. In this case, it just pissed her off.
Right.
You've got to realize they're wired differently. It's not pragmatic like us. I'm saying for us, it's Bob Seger and a cordless drill. What could be better?
So, Adam, how long have you and your beautiful wife been married now?
It's between 11 and 15 years. I got to check the book.
That sounds about right.
The wedding album has an embossed date on it, and I can rub. And what I do is I put paper over it, and I rub charcoal over the top of it, and it tells me the date.
And how long has it been since you've spoken to her?
Well, she's actually in New York, once again, proving my distance point.
I see.
And I talked to her yesterday.
Does she sometimes listen to the podcast just to see how you're doing and what's new in your life?
No, she not only doesn't listen to the podcast, she's done something which is even worse than listening to the podcast and then yelling at me. She's announced, I can no longer listen to the podcast.
Oh, wow. That's personal, I think.
Yes, I think there's
all right, let me ask you, but let's be honest. You can have too much Adam Carolla in your life.
Yes, you can.
Right? I mean, she lives with you already.
I think of myself as a tube of paprika, which is just a little of me goes a long way.
Correct. Exactly. All right, let me ask you one final question before we say goodbye to the great Adam Carolla, and that is, and I've espoused this theory in the office a couple times lately too, and that is that there's no stigma to being divorced anymore. It used to be, I think, people used to stay together because you were a pariah in society if you had to be a divorced person. Now I feel like you hear somebody got divorced and you go, oh, well, guess it didn't work out. Move on.
Listen, all you have to do is identify as a person who's no longer married, and you're done. But there's no stigma to anything in our society anymore. That's why people are walking barefoot through the Starbucks carrying three dogs and wearing a bathrobe. Yeah, a little judging, society. It helps keep society. You know what it does? Society and humanity is like a train, and it kind of helps keep it on the tracks just a little bit. Like, seven kids out of wedlock, I'm living in Florida. Things like that.
Right.
When we used to judge, it did keep society in line just a little bit more. But we've given up.
Adam Carolla will be on stage tomorrow night at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach. Tickets are on sale now for that show at 7:30 through adamcarolla.com. Then see him coming up in Burbank at Flappers on the 18th and on the 28th at Thousand Oaks, the Borderline Bar and Grill. Ace Man, you're the best. Have a great week. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Adam Carolla, what's your take?
106.7 K-Rock.
Hey.
A little late.
Okay, sorry.
It's KRQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a pair of tickets in the VIP Skybox for the AVP presents the 56th Manhattan Beach Open, August 14th to 16th at Manhattan Beach. If you want to be caller 20 right now, 1-800-520-1067.
That is a cool event that obviously has been going on forever, but to see it in the Skybox, the VIP Skybox, that is the way to go. And that is for Saturday the 15th. All right, Allie is here for one final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What are you talking about, Allie?
Well, a couple weeks ago, Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the Jackson family, not the singer that Bean loves, and I understand his love for him as well. He flew into Sao Paulo for a little birthday celebration, a $200,000 birthday celebration he was going to have.
That's how much it cost him?
No, it was being thrown for him.
What?
This family knows how to live it up, this Jackson family.
Absolutely. He was spotted out dining with a group of ladies, including a voluptuous and much younger woman.
Is he still married to Catherine?
I don't believe so.
But does it matter?
Let's be honest. Right.
You know why?
Asshole. Okay. All right. Good.
Clearly an asshole.
Yes. That is all very true. But you know what? He didn't make it to his birthday party because he was rushed to the hospital. He suffered.
He is a dick.
He suffered a stroke and three heart attacks.
Holy crap.
What?
Dude.
Oh my God, I know, right? But here's where it gets interesting. If I could get a little breaking news bulletin.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Claims by the DailyMail.com. An exclusive, if you will.
Okay.
He took three Viagra pills that night. Three Viagra pills. May I remind you, this is an 87-year-old man.
Yeah.
You're begging for a heart attack at that point, aren't you?
A stroke and three heart attacks.
Yeah, that doesn't sound medically advisable to take all that as an 87-year-old.
But that's a terrible human being, so.
So karma?
Thumbs up.
You're saying?
Karma, whatever.
All right. I do like the fact that he's not willing to give up on the sexy time. He's 87 years old, and a Viagra isn't enough. And then two Viagras isn't enough. And he goes, damn it, one way or another, I'm going to make this happen. Give me that whole bottle.
I don't know how Viagra works, but do you wait a specific amount of time? If it hasn't worked correctly, then you take another? Or do you just take three hoping it lasts even longer?
I don't know, because I've never heard of anyone taking more than one at a time.
Right.
I've never even heard of that before. I mean, three at 87 years old sounds like you're demanding trouble.
So he looks down, and after 15 minutes, he's like, nope, got to get
another one. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
and he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
I don't think that's the same guy.
Oh. In the terrorist, you know, situation.
Yeah, that's possible. Like, that is possible.
And she beat him off.
All right. Okay, take it easy.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
I think that's true.
That must have been a moment of party.
This might be a good time to bring up whatever you hear on this show. You need to double check it someplace else.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
It's a shaky effing program. Allie, you okay? Come back to us.
I'm good. All right, you guys. Maxim magazine available tomorrow. Who is on the cover as the first ever solo male cover model?
Joe Jackson?
No.
Oh.
No. That would be the amazingly handsome and talented Idris Elba.
Ooh.
That was a double. That was a twofer.
That was a double.
A lot of people excited.
Yeah.
Why are they putting a guy on the cover of Maxim?
Because women like me will buy it because he's super hot.
But will you continue to buy Maxim then after that?
If they keep putting him on the cover, absolutely.
Saying maybe then it's not Maxim.
I want to hear what he has to say. He's going to address the 007 rumors. He's going to talk about how he makes music. I want to hear from Idris Elba.
You don't.
By the way,
I want to look at Idris Elba.
I was a little bit annoyed by the Idris Elba 007 rumors.
Why?
Because who's done with Daniel Craig yet?
I think he said he's done after this next one or something.
Oh, really?
He's a great Bond. Why are we in such a hurry to replace him?
I don't have that answer.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Could the tide be turning for America's thirst for all things Kardashian? Hold off, because I've got two stories.
All right.
Half the viewers who tuned in to see the premiere of Caitlyn Jenner's E-series I Am Kate did not come back for the second show of the series. Nielsen is saying that there were just 1.29 million viewers overall. That means a 50% drop off from
the
July.
Even when white folks try to be exciting, they still boring.
It's true. It's very true.
So, great first week because everybody's checking it out.
Absolutely.
Second week drops 50%.
Yeah, let's wait till the third week before we touch. However, Kim Kardashian's book of selfies called Selfish, which we took phone calls from listeners, and we were pretty shocked at how many Kevin and Bean listeners were already ordering the book online on Amazon, pre-ordering.
Oh, my God, really?
Rodney, I know. They called in. We couldn't believe it. And we thought, well, this is going to be a hit. Jeez, this is pathetic.
It seemed like it's going to take over the world.
According to Radar.com, only 32,000 copies were sold.
You don't think I feel bad?
I think you probably do feel bad, Kim, because that's 1% of your Instagram following. 1%.
Oh my God, star, really? Kim Kardashian.
So not a lot of people.
So not a lot of people bought the book.
No. Got time for some more?
Sure.
You're just playing random things now.
That was Bible. That was Kim Kardashian talking. She's ready.
Community star Joel McHale says there will not be a seventh season of Community. Yeah. He said that all the actors were only committed to six seasons and they'd be too expensive to bring back. This is despite the fact that Sony has yet to announce that the show has officially been canceled. So, Joel, just going out on a limb there. Anything from Rodney on that? No?
Oh my God, really?
There you go.
Right.
I'm okay. I love
that show.
I did.
I thought it was really good, but it sure has. They've been trying to kill it for a while.
It does seem like they've done everything they can to kill that program.
I'm going to wrap this up because it's too
probably
much.
Best.
I think it is. All these people were born on today, August the 5th. Maureen McCormick, 59. Foo Fighters guitarist Pat Smear, he is 56. Actor Mark Strong, 52. And Jonathan Silverman, 49 years old. I'm Allie McKay. And for Ralph Garman, welcome to Showbiz Beat.
All Thank right. you, Allie. Hey, our little friend Beer Mug is going to be out in Downey today from 1 till 3 at the Hot Topic location there in the Stonewood Center. If that is convenient for you, swing on by for lunch, and you might win tickets to see Foo Fighters, Social Distortion, Fall Out Boy, Rise Against, so much more. Lots of other K-Rock music and K-Rock prizes. And don't forget, with the brand new K-Rock Summer Sticker for 2015, you can stick it on your car and enter to win a 2015 Dodge Challenger, also a trip to see Muse in Mexico City. Also, another prize you can win is a $500 Hot Topic gift card. So all the details for that are at KRock.com. And again, in Downey today, 1 to 3 to see Beer Mug at the Hot Topic location there.
That is fantastic.
Right. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to talk sports with Dan O'Toole from Fox Sports Live. We are going to talk to Robbie Madison. I don't know if you've seen, I'm sure you've seen on online, the guy who is surfing on his dirt bike. He's riding a dirt bike through the surf.
Right on the water, just like Jesus would have done it.
Pretty impressive. Got to be honest. Is that how Jesus would have done it?
Sure. You know how he was with water, man.
Bobcat Goldthwait will be in the studio telling you about a brand new movie. And we've got your tickets to see Fall Out Boy when they come to the Kevin and Bean Show. That's tomorrow morning.